in prison. He was poisoned in 2020 and had to flee to Germany for treatment before being arrested upon his return to Moscow in 2021. There's been swift condemnation from Western leaders, including Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who says it's obvious Vladimir Putin was behind it. US Vice President Kamala Harris has echoed that.
If confirmed, this would be a further sign of Putin's brutality. Whatever story they tell, let us be clear, Russia is responsible.
Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron says there should be consequences. His wife Yulia is calling for a united front against the Kremlin's regime.
I would like to call upon the global community so that we would unite together and overcome that evil, overcome this terrible regime that is currently in Russia.
The Russian prisons authority says he fell ill after going for a walk. A spokesperson for Vladimir Putin says government officials are to carry out tests. Elsewhere, Christian B., the suspect in the Madeleine McCann case, has had a separate trial adjourned after objections about one of the judges. His lawyer says she made inflammatory tweets. Six people have been taken to hospital after being found in the back of a lorry at Newhaven Ferryport in East Sussex. One man's been arrested on suspicion of people smuggling and another suspected of entering the UK illegally. Prince Harry suggested his dad's cancer diagnosis could lead to something of a reconciliation with his relatives. He's spoken to Good Morning America to say any illness brings families together. And ITV's revealed the new hosts of This Morning. Ben Shepherd and Kat Deely will present the show Monday to Thursdays. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Thanks, Ru.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening we'll see any showers ease, and tonight we'll start dry with a mix of clear spells with some cloud drifting in at times. Now, Saturday morning we'll start dry with bright spells, but it will soon become increasingly cloudy in the afternoon with a chance of the odd spot of light rain, but there will be highs of 13.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome. Yes, it's Friday. Yes, we've got to Friday here on Drive. Patrick's still in the studio. We're going to chat with him soon. Hello, Sir Patrick. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Still with us, yes.
Absolutely.
We'll be having a chat with Patrick again in a minute. But I will be seeing you safely into the weekend with great music, a little bit of chat. But let's kick off with a song from 1988, a brilliant duo. They need to do another song together, I think. Just like me and Patrick, we should do a duo.
We should. I'm sure it would be a million seller.
Baby, when
Do you know what? I think we would have a million seller singles.
I think we would.
Don't you, Patrick?
I think, you know, I think it would be a musical sensation.
I know. What an infusion it would be as well.
It would. It would be extraordinary, really.
Yes.
I mean, people would be talking about it for decades.
It would be extraordinary.
They would.
Utterly
extraordinary.
Anyway, so Patrick, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
All good now you're in the studio as well, because we do have a silly sort of 20 minutes.
Well, why not?
I know, we do like our Fridays.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we all do. What was it? Because I thought that one of the speakers weren't working when I came
you
in.
You did.
And I didn't realise that. In fact, it was only Patrick. You enlightened me to why I thought there was only one.
Yeah. Well, you know, it would help if you took your hat off, really.
No, you sound such a professional, Patrick. That's why I need your help on a Friday.
Well,
it's
been clearly,
a long week.
You know.
Yeah, I do 3 hours a day. It's a long week.
Yeah, well, by the time you get to a Friday afternoon, you know. I mean, I don't know what you're like on a Monday, for you know. Maybe it's just all downhill, or else it's like this all the time.
Yeah, I think it's probably on this level, if I'm honest.
You reckon? Yeah. Okay.
Well, actually, I've got Niche in today, so I didn't mention that at the top of the hour. I've got Niche Faith coming in.
Wow.
Yes. So, yeah, she's got loads of different sort of music, sort of genres infused in all her
Brilliant.
Stuff.
Brilliant.
Well,
so. That sounds like that's a musical sensation.
No, she is. Yeah, no, she'd probably be a million seller, but not us.
Yeah.
Yes, but yeah, no, so I'm looking forward to that. That'll be around 4:30 today.
Great.
I must mention that before we carry on with our chat. So
yes.
You've had someone in the studio today as well.
Yeah, Julie, she comes from three of the local churches around here, Navestock, Culverden Hatch, Bentley St Paul's, and she was just brilliant. She's been in regularly over the years, and she's so enthusiastic in what she talked about. And she talked particularly today about Lent, because of course it was Lent. It was beginning on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Not only was it Valentine's Day, but it was Ash Wednesday as well. And she talked about how in their churches they're going to be talking about sort of how they feel they're journeying in their life with God. You know, and. Yeah, just re-examine. I mean, Lent is all about re-examining your life and thinking about where you are with all sorts of things. What's it all about? How are you living, etc.? And, she was just really enthusiastic talking about that. And she was very funny, too, talking about the fact of having done services on Ash Wednesday with children in one school in the morning and another one in the afternoon. And, it was really good.
It's lovely when you get the kids involved. There's nothing nicer, is there, when you're in the churches when you can hear them all singing as well with the kids. It's lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And taking stock of your life.
Absolutely, taking stock. Well, that's what Lent's all about. You know,
days.
Just
yeah.
it's about, you know, we just get involved with all of our busyness and all of our everyday, and we never take the opportunity to actually just stand back a little bit from who we are and what we're doing and thinking, well, yeah, is this right? Should I be doing this? Or what else should I be doing? Because Lent's not, it's not a negative thing, really.
No.
It's not about just giving stuff up. It could be about just taking something on, doing something new, etc. So all sorts.
And taking something away that's negative, maybe. In
yeah, absolutely.
As well, that's holding you back from doing it.
Precisely, indeed. You know, and one of the things I did years and years ago, was I just thought I'm watching too much telly, right? So I decided that I was only going to watch one TV program a day during Lent.
No,
it was not EastEnders. But I've never really gone back to watching much afterwards. And that was probably about 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And now I will only kind of like make time to, and of course we've got BBC iPlayer or the other systems like that.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about when it's on live. You just think about you want to watch when you want to watch it.
Yeah.
And I tend to do that these days.
Yeah. You're filling your time with other things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Will you find yourself liberated from from that to do this, that, whatever else you want to read or go? I mean, also one of the things, during lockdown, one of the Lents was decided I really needed to take seriously this idea of the hour's walk that we were told to do, if you recall, the only time we were supposed to go out. And again, I've just carried that on.
Oh, wow.
So I tend to do that most days.
Yeah, well, you do look fitter.
Thank you.
Like you're out and about all the
Who
time.
Who knows what I used to look like, Joe?
I'm sorry. I didn't know you'd been up for lockdown. I might not have even recognised you.
Do you know what? Somebody, you say that, that's quite funny. This morning when I was on the walk,
yeah,
and I was just going up past a local supermarket, yeah, somebody came out of the supermarket that I used to know quite well about 5 years or so ago, yeah, and then she'd not really seen me much since then. Yeah. And she came out and she started walking along, and I said, oh, hello, Sue. And then she said, hello, and then she kept on walking. And I said, you haven't recognized, and I called back, I said, you haven't recognized me, have you? And she obviously got the voice, and she said, oh, Patrick, it's you. And I said, you didn't recognize me, did you? I said, what, with my dark glasses, because I wear glasses that are dark all the time these days when I'm out. And she said, no, not really, she said. And also, she said, you've had your hair cut, and the way the wind, the way the wind was blowing, it looked like you got a Mohican. So I said, well, I'm not surprised you didn't recognise me.
I thought he was going to say something totally different. Well, not that you had a Mohican haircut.
That's what she said. Yeah, that is exactly what she said this morning.
That was this morning.
That was just this morning.
Goodness, see, it was meant to be so that you'd be able to say it on the show. I mean, now when I'm looking at you, all I can see you with is a Mohican.
It was a Mohican. I told Julie it earlier as well, and yes, it made her laugh at the thought of that as well.
Love that. Well, Patrick, listen, I'm going to play, because I do feel like family here on Phoenix FM. I know it sounds a bit corny, but we do, don't we?
Yeah,
really?
Of course we do.
And so we are going to play Sister Sledge with We Are Family.
We Are Family.
Do you think it's a bit of a dance time, Patrick?
I've got all my sisters.
Let's get the steps in, come on.
Absolutely.
Hi, Patrick.
Yay!
Patrick, I didn't know you had those moves. Wow!
John Travolta, heat your heart out.
Now I know where you got the moves
absolutely
from, to be fair.
Yeah. celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon, at Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis, and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
So we're back here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, on Friday the 16th of February. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Pat, if you don't know who that voice is, that's Patrick. That wasn't me putting on a voice. I was just saying, Patrick Sherrin is still in the studio because I haven't even had a chance to catch up, see what he's
doing.
It's been a strange old week, hasn't it?
It has. Do you remember I said last week was going to go to the Simon and Garfunkel story at Chelmsford Theatre. Absolutely brilliant.
Wasn't it?
Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry. They played the track. I can't remember which one it was now. Oh. But they actually played the track that was their Tom and Jerry hit.
Oh.
And the thing was, you said last week, how old were they when they met?
Yeah.
The answer is 12.
Wow.
In a school play.
Amazing.
That's when they first met.
It was meant to be, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
And the show was brilliant. I'll show you a photo off air. Because they look like them.
Oh, did they?
But particularly the Garfunkel guy really looked like Art Garfunkel and sang just like him. It was just a stunning show.
Oh.
It's called the Simon and Garfunkel story. Apparently they go all over the world.
Yeah.
They got the pair of them, and then they got three backing instrument people as well, a drummer, a bass guitarist, and a guitarist who also is a keyboard player as well.
Mm-hmm.
They were just phenomenal. It was a standing ovation in the theatre.
So the storyline then, it was from when they were younger, right?
Yeah,
up
all
to
the way through.
You didn't do that.
But they did have, nor did they have images of them when they were younger, but they did have behind them a big screen which had images from the periods of various times through their life, and people like historic figures, Martin Luther King and others, from the period that it followed. Because it didn't really go into their solo careers. It was just about stuff they'd done together.
Mm.
It was great.
Oh, I wish I'd have gone now.
Yeah.
You have to let us know.
Look out for it
if it comes back again.
Yeah,
I love those sort of things. Again, like, it's all about going to local theatres as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yes,
I've never
indeed.
Been there before. I'm going to have to venture.
Yeah, Chelmsford Theatre. Yes. I'm actually booked for two more as well, actually, in next month. I was already going to go to Rave On, which is a show from the music of the 50s and the 60s.
Oh.
So that
I thought he was going to say 90s then. I thought I knew you, Patrick. I thought he was going to start raving. But yeah.
We'll just move on from that. and then the friends I was with, they're huge Bon Jovi fans, and there's just been released a Bon Jovi tribute evening there as well, and it's the only Bon Jovi act that John Bon Jovi himself has said are worth going to see.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so we're going to go and see them as well.
Oh, brilliant.
So that's,
do you know what, it's always so lovely to have stuff booked in as well. Absolutely, isn't it, really? Just something to look forward to.
Precisely.
Always, as I always look forward to my Fridays.
Well, so do I
to see you, because I can be silly with you.
Exactly.
And
right.
You can be silly with me.
Okay.
Yes, because last week, we was even talking about Tom and Jerry last week. Which,
well, that's because it was Simon and Garfunkel,
right,
wasn't it?
I
and then
know,
it just
so
went off, really, into a world of its own.
And I don't know whose fault that is, to
I have
be.
No idea.
Absolutely no idea.
No idea.
Normally, I've got my hat on, so I can't hear what's going on anyway. So there you go. But Patrick, it's been lovely to
and
you again.
And lovely to see you again as
I'm
well.
I'm going to play Jop the Pilot, and then we're going to come back with the travel. What are you up to next, the weekend, though? Anything?
Nothing particularly planned, but again, if it's it depends on the weather. I haven't yet managed to get to Maldon. I did say I was going to do
yes.
Maldon. I did do Frinton, but I didn't manage Maldon of the weekend. So if it turns out nice this weekend, I might go for a few hours down to Maldon.
Lovely. Well, Patrick, thank you very much. I'll see you next week, Patrick.
You will.
Here comes Joe Normal Trading with Jot the Pilot. I'm a trading with Jop the Pilot. Thanks again, Patrick Sherrin. He will be back in the studio next Friday between 1 and 3pm. Now, I've not even told you, have I, what's coming up for R3 at 3.30 today, where they're all winners of a music disc readers poll. It might give you an idea of the rough decade. I'm going to be playing three tracks from the top group to the top musician to the world male singer to the best song to to the brightest hope, and I want you to guess the year. That's all coming up soon, but I'm going to play Olivia Rodrigo with Bad Idea, right, and then we will have the travel.
whatever, it's fine.
Yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't you be more reconnect? I only see him as a friend, the biggest lie I ever said. Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't you be more reconnect? I only see him as a friend, it's true to
Fallon, too, is bad.
Now I'm getting in the car, wrecking all my plans. I know I should stop, but I can't. And I told my friends it was asleep, but I never said where. In his jeans. And I pull up to your place on the second floor, and you're standing smiling at the door. And I'm sure I've seen much hotter men, but I really can't remember when.
FM travel news.
There's usual traffic coming out of London back into Essex. There's slow traffic on the A12, that's eastbound. Before the North Circular Road, that's the Redbridge roundabout. Travel time there is around 20 minutes. I'm 25. Anti-clockwise is slow coming back into Essex. It's not helped by the earlier accident in the Dartford Tunnel that was closed for a short while. But it's open now, but there's slow traffic still back to Junction 3. M25 clockwise, one lane closed at Junction 27 due to an accident. And there's long delays past... way back to Junction 26. M11 northbound, all lanes have reopened following the earlier accident at Junction 8, but there's still long delays in that area. They're a little bit closer to home. Well, a lot closer to home, actually. Billericay. Slow traffic on Southend Road northbound between Barleylands Farm and London Road. A130 southbound, slow approaching the A127, A1245 Fairglen interchange. A120 eastbound, slow traffic between Coggleshaw and Marksey interchange. In Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. All towards the High Street, Wilson's Corner. Chelmsford, slow traffic on Broomfield Road between King's Road and Rectory Lane. Also in Chelmsford, slow traffic along Roxwell Road between Chignall Road and Parkway. Over in Colchester, slow traffic on Brook Street. Also slow moving traffic on Lexton Road between Cymbeline Way and Balkern Hill. And A127 eastbound Prince Avenue, slow moving traffic between Nestuda Way and Cuckoo Corner. Heading over to the Tube, bypassing the rail because all is okay there. Minor delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains. No service on Metropolitan Line between Harrow on the Hill and Ickenham, love that name, and minor delays between Ickenham and Axbridge. Underground station still closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town. And finally, no service on Piccadilly Line between Axbridge and South Harrow, and minor delays between Acton Town and South Harrow, and between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport, all due to track faults at Rainers Lane. But the rest of the lines all have a good service, so there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now for our three at 3:30. Now, I want you to let me know what the year... Now, these are the winners of a reader's poll. It used to be called Disc, a weekly disc. It was called Reader's Poll. And the first one is... it was the brightest hope for the future. And it was this guy. Hang on. It's not this guy. No, it is this guy. Do you know the year?
show. Do you know, with your love light shining clearly, it's so good to have you near me. So hold me close, don't let me go. And if that road gets weary, oh, I love you waiting here.
This year, the top UK group we've got coming up next, and then we have the world biggest male singer from the UK. But which year was it on this famous UK Music Weekly Disc Readers Awards poll? Goodness me, that was a long title, but can you guess what the year is? Here comes, yeah, I was gonna say yes, no, here comes Slade.
Baby, baby, baby.
So you think my singing's not Changing genius, snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie.
Fabulous music, David Essex, Hold Me Close, Slade, Come Feel the Noise, and David Bowie, The Jean Genie. I always just called it Jean Genie until I joined Phoenix FM. Do you know the year? These were all the top singers in the poll. So they also had top female singer was Lindsay DePaul, and the brightest hope, as we just heard, was David Essex. Jean Genie was also the top singer, as well as David Bowie being the UK and world top male singer. Slade was the top musician, Roy Wood as well. It was 1974. Well done, you. Right now, just before we hear from the ads, we've got some new music come on our Phoenix FM A list as well. And this is one of them. This is Veronica's with Here to Dance.
Blood on the floor. Look what they started. Hungry for more. They're spitting garbage. I'm getting bored and brokenhearted. But it won't ever get the best of me. You want me to stop? No.
Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widdrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery. At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Now it is Friday, so what happens on Friday? We always hear from Xanthi Behrmann with her greatest pick just for you. So, here she is.
Hi Joe, it's Xanthi Behrmann from Greaties. My drive time choice for you this week is an 80s love song. Well, we did have Valentine's Day this week, so this is the award-winning 1988 hit Love Changes Everything by Clymie Fisher.
Like, yeah.
Zampi Behrmann for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
Thanks for that. Xanthi, as always, always look forward to a Friday where I can hear her choice of the 80s. But then what happens is I want to play more. So I've got another one for you in a second. But first, let's hear some events, shall we?
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So it's coming up fast, actually, because the weekend's here. But on Monday, the 19th of February, travels in Argentina. The Chantry Centre at Chantry Way in Billericay. It's a talk by Dr. Richard Rolfe. Now, he's chairman of the BCCS Chelmsford branch, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. It's between 8 and 10 p.m., not a.m., p.m., and it is £3. Visitors are more than welcome. There's going to be refreshments available, but for more details, you can go to phoenixfm.com, have a look at the events page, and all the links will be there for you. So that's travels in Argentina, even on Monday, the 19th of February.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
We'll have some more events coming up in the next hour as well. But here is Prefab Sprout with the King of Rock and Roll.
Blues. Hot dog, jumping fire.
Albuquerque.
I always sing along to that bit at the end, really. Right, now, after four, we are going to have more great music. Don't forget, Nish Faith as well will be live in the studio with a Drive Live session. I never wondered how Bjorn and Benny came up with some of their ideas for songs. Well, we'll find out in the next hour of Drive. I'll see you after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.